We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, three teens who injured an officer on Monday at Lincoln High School in Warren are now facing several serious charges. The officer was hospitalized for a serious injury after she was assaulted while she was at the school trying to break up a fight that was going on. Now, a 17-year-old East Point girl was arraigned on Tuesday on charges of assaulting an officer and causing injury. That's a four-year felony. Two counts of assaulting a police officer, each two-year felonies, a count of malicious destruction of property, and a count of disturbing the peace. Those are both misdemeanors. Then the other teens, they're both 18 years old. They receive charges that include assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, assaulting a police officer, and resisting arrest, among other charges as well. All very serious charges. Mm-hmm. We did discuss this situation just... It sounds like the two 18-year-olds were there specifically for a fight. They wanted to fight with somebody who was on a bus. Well, it didn't take place on the bus. It took place right there at the school. And while this officer was trying to get in the middle of it, you know, break up the fight, somebody came up and smacked the 17-year-old something over her head. So she had a serious head injury. Yeah, absolutely awful. A Walled Lake garage contractor was just sentenced this week to serve up to 20 years in prison for scamming his customers. So this guy was charged back in April of 2021 for scamming homeowners with the promise that he would eventually build garages for them. So he would receive payments, you know, big payments, mm-hmm. thousands of dollars from contracted customers. And then he would just keep making excuses for either failing to get started on the garage or completing any of the work. He would then, you know, just completely stop returning messages and text messages and phone calls. And then these poor people couldn't even get a hold of this guy. Well, he was convicted of false pretenses and conducting a criminal enterprise. And on Tuesday, he was sentenced to between 40 and 240 months behind bars. Can't play people like that.
No.
Can't take their money and run, right? Some good news. We should expect warmer than normal weather in May through July in Metro Detroit. The National Weather Service predicts that for May, June, July in Michigan, it shows a 50 to 60% chance that temperatures will be higher than average with equal chances of above or below normal rainfall. So, woohoo! I don't know. I mean,
so hot and rainy, muggy,
but
no,
or
below normal rainfall,
so sunny,
equal of above or
the
we
phrasing's
could get some
weird.
Rain, just... and it might be a little warmer, right?
Like, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, like I don't know. It sounds good, but let's wait and see, right? Like, let it play out.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes. Let's talk about the draft weather, right? Because so many people are headed downtown this weekend. Each day, temperatures are going to warm up slightly. As for rain, it should dry out today with a slight chance of rain again Friday night. There could be some showers on Saturday, but it also might turn out to just be cloudy and windy. So, like, exactly. Sunday, there's a chance of rain, but it will likely remain north of Detroit.
Okay.
But also, it could remain.
It could
right,
drop down and hit us, yes.
So
yes,
just be prepared for every type of weather. This is some great news. If you travel by plane, the Department of Transportation just announced that it's rolling out these new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled or significantly delayed flights. And
this
we've all been there, right? Just the last flight I took was delayed basically forever. It was the worst flight I've ever, when we had Emily, who was like a baby, and it was awful. It was so awful. So if your flight is delayed more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights, you'll receive a refund. This includes tickets that were purchased directly from the airline or from travel agents or from like Travelocity or Expedia or those types of sites. Now, you're only going to get the refund, though.
If it's delayed and you don't get on.
Yes, if you do not accept alternative transportation or travel credit. So let's say, hey, it's delayed for 6 hours, but we can get you on this next flight.
Yeah.
If you take that next flight,
you're
not going to get your refund.
So this isn't a big win, though. I mean,
oh, it's a huge win.
But
it's good because there's so many flights that are canceled.
The canceled flights, big win. It is like you just have to be in the right situation where it's going to, when you're going to say this is a big win. Also, they're going to be required to give you cash refunds if your bags are lost. Big win, right?
Yeah.
And, or not delivered within 12 hours.
Oh, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, clock is ticking.
And refunds are going to have to be issued within 7 days. This is going to go into effect. They have 6 months to comply with this. So very soon.
It's Heather with the news.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.